You're listening to a Frequency Podcast Network production.
Picture this, four women, myself being one of them, in a room discussing what do we really want? What do we want to do and create? Pushing the mental boundaries for us on what we can create in our own lives, what we think is possible. So someone asked the question, what would $1 million a month in revenue look like? I immediately went to the structure of my business, how it would change and what I would be offering. I was shocked at how my mind got right into the details. I was right in the weeds. And then they went on, what about $5 million a month? What about 10? $10 million a month. We all stop and take time to play with that number in our minds. At first, it's even difficult to imagine, like, holy crap, $10 million a month. But then I start to see it. I start to really see my life take shape. And this, my friends, is what can happen in a mastermind. Welcome to Possibilities with me, Hina Khan. I've been a coach and psychotherapist for well over a decade. And after working with hundreds of clients, here's what I've come to know. The only thing holding us back from a larger, more expansive life is our mindset. I'm going to help you break through your mental barriers and unlock infinite possibilities. Thank you so much for being here. I got to tell you, I really appreciate it. And I love connecting with you also in my Facebook group, Hina Success Circle. In the episode description, there's a link to that group. So if you're not in it, click the link and join because that's where you and I can connect in real time. I first heard of the concept of masterminds from my mentor. It was made famous by Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich. The idea is to have two or more people working together with the common goal of helping each other form a space for exponential growth. You tap into the ideas that you would normally not get to on your own, or certainly not as fast. I was talking to a colleague, Pollyanna Reed, about this, and she said this. Oh, it's so remarkable. Making money is a function of friendship for men, but not necessarily for women. And it's so true. Research shows women are not as comfortable talking about financial history. But she goes on to say we should be able to tap into our peer group to talk about money. If it's looking for solutions to your business problems or just discussing what's possible to build, you should be able to do it together. Oh my gosh, can I get an amen for Pollyanna Reed? This is what has made the difference for me, the people I surround myself with. Even in that conversation that I talked about, it was the collective energy of the group that landed us at $10 million a month. On my own, I would have stopped at a much, much smaller number. In a mastermind, an environment is formed and pushes you to go bigger and bigger and bigger. Another thing Pollyanna mentioned was that not everyone is going to have access to people like that right now. So maybe you don't. Maybe in your circle, you don't have access to those people. I get it. I certainly didn't. But I made sure these people were in my life. How did I do that? I surrounded myself with content that could help me push my boundaries. I read books on building wealth, watched documentaries on self-made millionaires, listened to podcasts on how the wealthy think, because let me tell you, it was not the way that I was thinking, and it was not the way the people around me were thinking. You know, especially when I think back to my psychotherapy practice, oh my gosh, I was literally trading time for money. I thought money came from my clients. I thought I was capped at how many clients I could see, which would then in turn cap how much money I could make. So really, my clients would dictate my income. And when I looked around at my circle, my colleagues at the time were reinforcing this belief around how therapists make money. It didn't even dawn on me that, one, I could want more, and two, maybe there was a different way to work. Until I started to listen to those that have done it. Oh my gosh, just even saying that out loud, I'm just thinking how limited I was. How limited I was about what I thought was possible for me at my age and stage in life and the profession I was in. It's nutty. And it was consuming different content that poked holes in those beliefs and started to have me think about what could be possible. And that would soon lead me to working with a mentor and meeting new people who were also interested in creating their life, not simply having a life. Oh, this is good. This is good. This is good. When I was capped by my beliefs, I had a life. But when I started to think about what could be possible for me, I started creating my life. Do you get the difference? There's a huge difference there. So, back to my mastermind and the idea of $10 million a month. What we did next was we thought, okay, what's the identity of the person that has $10 million a month? What do they do? How do they show up? What are they involved in? Who do they hang out with? What's their life like? It was so much fun. But here's the best part. I know one thing that would never change. Gratitude. Yes, let's play with the idea of this, of possibilities in our gratitude practice. Okay, you ready? So inhale. Exhale. Now, just imagine $10 million a month is landing in your bank account, and not just a one-off one month, every single month. How does that feel in your body? What would you be grateful for that you could do with that money flowing in? I would be so grateful for the things that I would be creating. I would be grateful for what I could do for my family, my friends, my team. Oh my gosh, the things I would do with my team. I would be so grateful that I could give to so many causes that are near and dear to my heart. Can you do me a favor? Share what you would be grateful for in the success circle. Remember, the link is in the episode description. And also, if you love this episode, will you rate or write a review? You know, I also have to tell you, I so appreciate that you share these episodes with your besties. I know that many of you have heard about me because someone shared an episode with you. So I really, really appreciate that. I appreciate you. Love you so much. And I'll see you here next time on Possibilities. This episode was produced by Stephanie Phillips, presented by Frequency Podcast Network.